Yes.
Okay, I have set this aside. Let's call this meeting to order, and Alderman Teeling is here, so we can get started. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Coke.
Here.
Colosimo.
Present.
Milchewski.
Here.
Frieders.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Tarulis.
Here.
Teeling. Quorum is established.
Any amendment to tonight's agenda? Hearing none, we do have one presentation. Is Katie Morton here this evening? Would Katie please come forward? Call your name and the horns go off. Come on up, Joe. So Katie did an amazing thing. We just want to present Katie with a certificate of recognition. I will read the certificate, Katie, and then if you don't mind saying a few words about it. This is in recognition of her inspiring and passionate achievement in bringing an entire community of over 500 volunteers together to package 100,000 individual meals and by raising over $24,000 in local donations for the international relief organization Feed My Starving Children. Katie's countless hours of hustle and skillful coordination have made a seemingly impossible volunteer and fundraising goal possible. The impact of her hard work is not only felt worldwide, but the demonstration of such a stunning example of selfless leadership in the wonderful community will be difficult to surpass. Presented this 24th day of January 2017. Thank you very much. Okay, I know you had to bring a lot of people together. I know we had some of our scouts there and a lot of different organizations. So you can tell us a little bit about the effort?
Well, I kind of had a crazy idea back in October that this could work, and with the help of a whole bunch of people and a bunch of our crew over there, it actually became a reality. The organization Feed My Starving Children packs meals to send to severely malnourished children across the world. We have a feeling our shipment's going to Haiti. We're not quite sure yet. But the minimum to get it started was 108,000 meals, which means about 500 volunteers and $24,000. And so I was talking to them, and they said, are you sure you can do this? Do you have any backing? What company are you with? And I said, I'm not. I'm just crazy. And I know that people chip in, and they sure did. And so we actually ended up raising, we're at about $32,000 right now. So we are a third of the way to doing it next year again. So the plan is, we had a whole bunch of amazing feedback from the volunteers. We got a whole bunch of local businesses to help sponsor us. And most of them want to help us again next year. A lot of people that weren't sponsors last year want to be sponsors again, or want to be sponsors next year. So we would love to just keep growing it bigger and bigger. We did it at the middle school. They loved having us there, and so they would love to have us again, and we can just keep growing bigger and bigger. There's different ones in the area, Sycamore, Naperville, they started at 100,000 about 8 years ago, and now they're up to a million meals. So that's our goal, in 8 years to be up to a million meals. So like I said, we're already $8,000 towards next year, so we're just gonna keep getting bigger and bigger if we can. And the feedback from the community, everybody loves volunteering, and we had a waiting list, so we couldn't fit people in. So it turned out amazing, so I'm very grateful to the community and everybody that got involved with us. Thank you for this.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that very much.
All right. So I talked to some of the volunteers, and they said they had a lot of fun doing it.
So. Good. Well, thank you.
All right, Katie, thank you very much. Okay, what do we have next here? Do we have any citizen comments on anything that's on the agenda this evening? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Colosimo.
Aye.
Milchewski.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Coke.
Aye.
Teeling.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, we have no minutes for approval. Moving on to Mayor's Report. I wanted to give everyone an update on the Ward 2 vacancy that was created by Larry Cott's resignation. I told everyone 2 weeks ago that I would be bringing a candidate forward for an appointment tonight. But after thinking about it and talking to some of you on the City Council, I've decided to leave the seat open. I think that this is a unique election, with it being so close to the election. It just doesn't make sense to appoint somebody for, you know, 4 or 5 meetings. And the interesting thing is, I'm familiar with all 3 candidates. I've served with 2 of them. So I just think appointing one of them is kind of unfair to the other 2. And the people of Ward 2 are kind of in a good position. And they have 3 qualified candidates, any one of which brings, you know, unique set of skills to the council. So I think we're just gonna leave the seat open, and then we're talking about possibly whoever wins the April 4th election, appoint them April 11th, and they can take their seat a month early if they so choose. So I don't know if anyone has any objections to that, or if that's fine with everybody. Alrighty, but that's kind of the decision I think we'll go with. Okay, next I will entertain a motion to approve a resolution approving a real estate contract for the purchase of real estate located at 609 North Bridge Street and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute. And before you make the motion, I just want to note that the closing date in the packet is January 30th. There's no way we can make that date, so the closing date will be February 24th. So I'll entertain a motion.
So moved. Second.
Comments or questions on the purchase of 609 North Bridge Street? Roll call, please.
Colosimo.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Leschewski.
Aye.
Teeling.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Motion passes.
All right, Public Works or Economic Development Committee reports, Public Safety report. I will turn over to Alderman Frieders.
All right, I have a motion to approve a resolution approving intergovernmental agreement between the United City of Yorkville and the Village of Newark regarding administrative adjudication and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute. Second.
Comments or questions? Yes, sir.
Just a quick comment. One of the reasons why we wanted this on the actual agenda and not on consent, it's another example of governments spending money wisely. Since Newark doesn't have much traffic, that's an entendre if you missed that, since they don't have much going on in the ways of ticketing, it does make sense to kind of allow them to utilize our adjudicator. So I think this is just another example of creative government spending, so I'm all for it.
Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Teeling?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Administration Committee report, I'll turn it over to Alderman Leschewski.
Okay, I entertain a motion to, make a motion to authorize staff to accept the proposal in Ward County to Lauterbach and Amen LLP in an amount not to exceed $169,200 over the 5-year contract term.
Second.
Comments or questions? Roll call, please.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Teeling?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, the second one is I'd like to make a motion to authorize staff to move forward with the Alliant Mesero as the city's new health insurance broker.
Second.
Comments, questions? Yes, ma'am.
Just one thing, and how I'm sure this is going to be fine, but when we had switched brokers back, I don't know, maybe like probably 8-ish years ago, 7 years ago, right? When the insurance premiums went up very high, and gentleman came in and he really helped our city with our insurance premiums because he came up with that the savings plan. And so, yeah, so it really definitely helped. And I guess I was thinking that I'm not exactly sure why we decided to change. I know it just for convenience sake. I'm not exactly sure if that's the reason, just so we have all of our insurance with one broker. Because I just felt like that Joe Liberty did a really great job for us back then. And I don't know if anything happened or if it was just a matter of kind of streamlining.
Andy had a cool name, Joe Liberty.
Yeah.
Barton, did you want to speak to that at all?
Yeah, we went through the RFP review process. We felt like the new broker, there might be some efficiencies with having our property insurance broker under the same firm, but nothing that was identifiable as part of the process. But the new broker had different certifications with other insurance carriers, so if we, for whatever reason, leave Blue Cross Blue Shield at some point in the future, we're better positioned potentially to make a change. And then additionally, they're a larger firm with more clients. And so we thought that maybe if we end up changing health insurance plans in the future, they might be able to better recommend some alternatives.
So he has more options?
They have more and larger clients, so.
No, I mean more options for insurance companies. Is that what you're saying?
Every broker has the same options. Some brokers have different relationships with the health insurance carriers, just with like serving on advisory councils, being certified under the different health insurance carriers, technical requirements, I guess. And so they just have different skill sets with each carrier.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess I just had maybe this a little more.
Did not. They did a one-on-one discussion with their much better for our community by going out to bid. It took a little more time on our staff's part, but they did a great job, and we got a lot more services for less money.
So, with the same vendor.
With the same
vendor. Everyone seems to be very happy with.
Absolutely. So this is what good government's supposed to do.
That's definitely the win-win. Any other additional business? We do have an executive session tonight. We will adjourn to executive session for litigation.